Okay, so I labeled this video "Women Know Reality." Okay, now, and I mean this clear. I mean whatever assumption you can get out of that, that's the reality. Women know reality. Then maybe I should go a little deeper. When I say they know reality, they know the reasons why they're wanted. They know the reasons why they want guys. They know the reasons why they're going to fuck this guy, not this guy, or they're going to marry this guy, but still fuck this guy. See, they know. And the reason is, see, like I said in previous videos, women talk about these things from very early ages. It's not like this is some construed thought process that comes upon them at, you know, 16 or something like that. No, like they consistent, like their nature promotes it. And then they finally verbally start talking about it to the point, I say roughly around 8 or 9 years old, little girls already know the type of man they want to marry and the type of man they want to fuck. And they know those are two completely different things. They know it from 8 or 9 years old. See, the men, we don't realize it until we get our hearts broken from fucking a whore because you try to turn a whore into a housewife. it's not looked highly upon, and especially in Western societies. I should make this a quote. It's not looked highly upon for men to become intelligent about women. But on the flip side, it is very highly looked upon for women to become intelligent of men. And this is how fucking pathetic it is. And especially in America. Women have gotten so gangster there, they will literally make 8 different magazines and quote, "How to Fuck Up Your Man, Lesson 101," and put it in the front of every cash register in Walmart. and dumb motherfuckers are like, "Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fine." You see, because this is what they do. See, they know reality so well. They have fucking American men so fucking pussy whipped that they're just like, "Oh well, that's just the norm. That's normal, Sean. That's just what they do." I mean, think about it. Every time you fucking buy something in America, now I'm getting hyped because this is unbelievable. When you think about the logic and how gangster it is that they're pulling this shit on you. Every time you go and buy something, what do you see? What are the magazines gonna have? It's gonna be bitch shit. It's like, "Oh, Angelina Jolie's not dating Brad Pitt," and it's gonna be "How to Trap Your Man 101 and what to look good for him." They literally put up manipulation manuals at cash registers in Walmart, and it's completely fine. I fucking love it. And then the flip side, when men talk about women, it's just the worst thing on the fucking planet. It's just horrible. It's awful. It's terrible. Men are fucking, you're just a demonized dog and blah, blah, blah. So this is why, okay, like in real life, and I really hold back on these YouTube videos because in real life, I'm more gangster than this in real life. But YouTube is like, I mean, YouTube, you know, they'll get even more censored because these things, like anything, if you target things towards women and children, you're going to make more money off of it. So I'm not mad at YouTube. Like I know how marketing works. Okay. So like I said, I'm more soft core on here than I am in real life. But women know the reality. And I tell you what, see, now I am more gangster real life. But the reason why I get away with being gangster in real life is because I learned women. You see, there's certain equations that go into a man before he's either deemed respectable and valuable or he's a creepy piece of shit. Now, for me, for instance, like when I'm off in the real world, I always wear expensive suits, expensive shoes. I'm always with expensive shit, right? Relatively. And now I don't care about phones. I got an iPhone 7 because I just don't care about iPhones at all. Like something like with technology, I'm not like the most, you know, like snobbish. But when it comes to dressing, like I always have wear tailored suits and, you know, like the core of it is together. So a guy, see, notice this. See, this is how a woman's mind works. And see, women know everything I'm saying is true because I will openly talk about this with any woman on the fucking planet. And they know what I'm saying is true. Usually the hard part in reality is the men who want to stand up for the women because they bought into their bullshit. That's where a lot of the drama comes in, because most women will just follow anything as long as it looks valuable and you know, and it looks like it could protect something. Women will just, they'll break down their defenses and follow a fucking snail on the road if the snail walked up in a $10,000 suit and started saying it. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, so what separates the two is, okay, for me, see, if you look like, or if you're known to have money, then you're just quirky when you're like me. You're just quirky and you are your own man. Oh, that's just him. He's fine, girl. Nothing wrong with him. Yeah. You see, but now if I was saying the same shit, but I was dressing out of Walmart and people knew I was making like $9 an hour or something like that, oh, I would be a creep. I'd be arrested. I know I'd be arrested. Being how I am in real life, I know I would be. But they don't see, like, it's just the nature of the world. People are going to judge you as a man. As a man, you are judged based off of the amount of resources you can probably provide for other people. And women are judged based off of their physical beauty. Initially, when you walk in that room and you just see people, that's just natural. It's just how the world works. But women know the reality. Don't ever think that they don't know. And I don't care how much they're going. Like, if you start talking, they'll pretend they don't know. No, she knew. Okay, she knew. They know, trust me on this, they've known reality since they were 10. And they've been getting fucking raw dogged behind the most disgusting dumpsters on the planet since they were 12. Okay, they know full well exactly what they're doing. As far as like basic core, like human interaction, stuff like that, they know exactly what they're doing. They're not, see, the only thing, see, the thing is with women, they don't like to spell out verbally exactly what they're doing. This is why I say never pay attention to a woman's words. Watch her actions of what she's doing. Okay, another perfect example is I got into an argument about girls who do like extreme porn. Like, I don't know if you guys watch like Facial Abuse and Ghetto Gaggers, but like in that kind of porn, which I'll probably get flagged because they probably heard me say the word porn on YouTube. Anyway, in this porn, these girls are on film. They spit on them, piss on them, you know, shove their dicks down their throats, shove it up their ass, and like, oh, and then, you know, and it's like, well, women always try to go, oh, she's such a poor creature in an evil man's world. Like, okay, look at the reality of what these women did. Okay, first off, they're grown women, one. Two, now I can understand, now don't get me wrong, okay, like even with like Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby, what they were doing. Now, I don't see anything wrong with what they did. Now, with that being said, I want to make this clear. When it comes to reality, see, women know the reality. It's like I said, the problem comes in is when they figure that they got some beta bitch man to follow them and then fight for their cause. This is the problem. Because so check the reality on porn, right? On facial abuse porn, or let's say a Harvey Weinstein shit and all that. Now, had Harvey Weinstein had it been going out randomly to, let's say, like a shopping mall and like abducting women and then taking them and like fucking, you know, shoving his cock down her throat. Yeah. Like somebody needs to like fucking hurt that dude. Somebody who does something like that. Cause that woman didn't sign up for this. She didn't show any sign of wanting this. You just abducted random women. Now, cases like Bill Cosby, like, see, these bitches knew exactly what was going on. Cause they kept going back, like facial abuse. And like, see, like, but like the porn, like facial abuse and ghetto gaggers and Latina abuse. You see, the reality behind porn like that is these women, okay, how did they even know what this was? They went on porn sites and watched it. So they knew exactly what kind of porn that they was getting ready to go do, right? Not only that, they sent in their resume to the porn agency, waited to get picked, went to them, signed a contract saying, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, and they go out there and they're only getting paid like maybe $300. Maybe if she's like a famous one, they could probably negotiate a little higher. She might get $800-$900 at best. Cause like I said, like decent porn stars in Los Angeles, they're like a well-known decent porn star in California is only getting like at like around 1,000. And that only lasts when she's like, you know, 20 because she's still young and fresh. So when they're out, I think they're out like Massachusetts or some shit, like whole facial abuse guys. I think they're out east. And so they're not paying those. And then these girls are like literally nobody. So these girls are only making like $300 to get fucking around. And then the girls come back and keep doing it. They like most of the girls on there usually come back and do multiple scenes with them. Because it's just prostitution. That's all it is. And you see these, see now women already know. See, everything I just explained, women knew this. They know it. There is no question about it. They know. See, the horrible is when you get that one feminist woman who probably has so low self-esteem, she doesn't think she can get a spot on Ghetto Gaggers. And then she talks to other men because, see, you got to understand how a woman works. A woman's entire life is based off manipulation, okay? There is not much actual, like, logically being mad. Like, for instance, if a woman's mad because her watch stopped working, then she would, like, if she's mad because the watch she has isn't working, she'll start saying, oh, well, you know what? I never liked how Sarah parked the car anyway. And then, you know, and you see, but the real reason she's mad is because her watch stopped working. You see what I'm saying? See, this is how women are. So, like, when they say they're mad about something, 10 times out of 10, they're not actually mad about what they're saying they're mad about. They're mad because it came from something else, and they want to project it onto something else. You see, women know this. It is not a secret. But you see, but when they do this and then they get that right beta bitch man to follow them, you see, now it makes them feel better about their previous failure about getting not having a watch work and turn the man against other women that she maybe feels insecure about. You see, that's how it works. This is why feminism is a fucking joke on the planet for people who understand this. You see what I'm saying? For people who know the realities of women, how women operate, how their brains operate. And when they say they don't like something, what they do like, women, people know, excluding women, they know usually it has nothing to do with what they're actually saying. Like I said, watch their actions. Watch, like when a woman's not getting laid, now all of a sudden she's turned into a bitch. She's doing this, and now she don't like this and everything. And all she needed was some dick. And then all of a sudden, oh, no problem. You see what I'm saying? Like seriously, like they know the reality. They know it. They know all the deep core marketing strategies, realities. They know. See, women know that they'll buy anything as long as it's wrapped in gold. It can be dog shit, but if it's wrapped in gold, she knows she's gonna buy it because it's shiny now. You see, talk to a woman and tell her that. And she'll, yeah, I'll still buy it because it's wrapped in gold. They know it. You see, the beta bitch men don't know it. And the beta bitch men, they end up following it with logic of a man that says, oh, this is exactly, you know, blah, 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 because that's what she said. And then it just snowballs into ridiculous bullshit. Because see, the reality of it is, even those beta bitch men, men are always the leader. All right. Never forget this shit. The man is always the leader when it comes to men and women. Always. Even with this feminist shit, and she has a beta man. See, the man is really still leading, okay? But what happens is, women don't want to win. They want to be with a winner. What happens is, this woman will try to manipulate that guy's mind into believing something, and then he'll lead her in what she believes. You see, that's how this is how deep female manipulation goes. It's their life. It's their life from 5 years old. They want makeup kits. You see, their entire lives are built off manipulation. That's what it is. I think there's even like this mythical story about, I'm not religious, but when Adam and Eve was in the garden, supposedly Lilith was actually the first woman that was ever made, not Eve. And Lilith did not want to obey her husband or God, so God kicked her out of the Garden of Eden. And when he kicked her out of the Garden of Eden, God's not a he or a she for any reason. That's just a habitual thing. God then cursed Lilith to have babies. I think like 100 babies a day, every day for eternity. So by the time she had given birth to so many babies, her bottom half just like decomposed, which makes her the snake, right? The snake that came into the Garden of Eden that tricked them to eat the forbidden fruit that, you know, cursed them all to hell. So Lilith ended up becoming that. You see, like, yeah, but that's just all of it's mythological. But I don't know if you guys ever looked into it. But yeah, if you're interested on that story, look up the story of Lilith, L-I-L. I-T-H. She was supposedly, like, actually the first woman. Eve was the second woman. Lilith was actually the first one, and Lilith didn't want to open. And see, stories like this, see, when feminists want to dive into Christianity, so see, they never want to talk about these stories. Because, it, like, what feminists do? See, they can't manipulate with that story, you see? See, men, we don't need that manipulation. We need logic. See, this is why feminism, another reason why feminism is a joke, because they cherry, see, when feminists try to appeal to men, they will then begin to cherry pick logic that they want. They don't want any actual thoroughly thought out, well thought out logic. Because, for instance, like, see, and they know what they're doing, but for instance, let's say with the thoroughly thought out logic, you see, when you speak to a feminist, if you ever, which I don't advise you speaking to a feminist, but if you do, ask them, since they want everything 100% equal, do they think that we should not segregate men and women's boxing? Because why? Why should, if we're 100% equal, women can do everything just like a man can do? Open up them boxing standards. Open up the NBA. Force 50% of the NFL to be women. And put Sarah, the Dunkin' Donuts waitress, at quarterback, and leave Warren Sapp back there at defensive end, and we'll see how that shit plays out. You know, let's do that. See, like, they know the reality. They like to play dumb. Okay, see, this is another thing. See, they will play dumb. You, like, God, like, there's so many intricacies. I should, like, write a diagram out to this shit. But it would take, like, a lot. Because it would take so much to explain it. But it's like, once you know it, then it's just, like, second nature. But when it comes to this, man, women will play dumb, okay? They're not dumb. They know. They, 10 times out of 10, they know exactly what they want, exactly what they want to eat, exactly what they want to do, exactly where they want to sit down. They know, okay? But they will play dumb with you, because if they play dumb with you, then they can always say, oh, well, I didn't know. You know? But then they'll play dumb. See, because as long as they can play dumb, playing dumb falls into the neutral category. You see, as long as they can play, as long as they still have the patience with you as an individual to play dumb, that just throws them into neutral, which means, oh, well, I can still manipulate this some kind of way. You see, but see, this is why it's so difficult to get a woman to say yes or no. You see what I'm saying? Especially like once you've known her for a while, this is why it's so difficult to get that out of them. You see, without any, like, you know, friction or anything, is because their nature is to immediately fall back into manipulation mode and then manipulate you, the man, to believe whatever she wants you to believe. That way she can still follow a leader, you see. Like I said, no woman is comfortable with being a leader as a woman. She, now, if she thinks she's a man or something, man, when it's cute to be a leader, she can think it's fun. But no woman wants to be a leader. Okay, it's just them. And it is just, see, and women know what I'm saying is true. The ones who are going to get mad are because it's going to be the men who drank the Kool-Aid on the bullshit that the women brought up. You see, because these men are so lost that they can't even entertain the original thought that, well, maybe she did plant that thought in my head so I can lead her in what she wants. You see, like, these guys, they're so far gone that they can't make that connection. I'm just going to be crazy to them. So, in other words, I'm just going to keep fucking their wife behind their back. You're going to keep paying for all her shit. That's pretty much the reality of it. Once the guy has gone that far, you can't do anything. Like, now, guys can snap out of it. I will, like, guys, we can always repair and move on. Now, on the flip side, women don't repair much. Once they're a certain way, you can't fix it. And so, like I said, when women get over 27, 28, and they get too independent, you can't fix it. All you can do is just look at that and say, well, she's at least, you know, attractive, but there's just no potential after that. And the women, their brains can't repair. Men can repair. It's going to hurt. And a lot of men never have the courage to even try to do it until they're like 40 or 50, you know, because they don't want to acknowledge all the mistakes that they actually made. Some men can do it earlier. But yeah, it's like I said, the core thing is women, they know exactly what they're doing. their core tactic in the world is manipulation. It's manipulation. It's manipulating to make, like I said, her whole thing is to manipulate a man into believing and fighting for what she wants. That way she can still follow him. So then if he goes out there and it's wrong, well, then she can kind of blame it on him for leading her out there so she can, you know, get away scot-free. You see what I'm saying? Like once you understand their fucking nature, it's like once you truly understand their nature, like you could predict it easily. Like it's very easy to predict. Very easy to predict. It's not difficult. Like they're like what they're gonna do next, how what you're gonna get out of it, where you're gonna get what out of. It's not difficult, man. It's really not. But yeah, like I said, if you out there in the world, okay, and a woman starts talking about gender equality and all this, and see, like, this is what shuts them up. And like I said, this is what shuts them up real quick. Okay, if you want gender equality, okay, then we're not going to have men's and women's boxing anymore. And we just go mesh the two together. Since we all 100% see, you know, actually create logic, you see. Approach them with logic. If you want 100% equality, okay, then, well, go out there and fight for equality for 50% of women to go out there and dig up potholes. They ain't trying to do that. You see? Because it's not comfortable. That's why. You see? They're not trying to go out there and dig up railroads. See, that's the difference between, and see, and this is another dumbass topic that feminists bring up. See, because whenever notice this shit, because obviously I'm a black guy, notice this shit. Whenever you start breaking down logic to a feminist, she will immediately start trashing white men. Because, see, like I said, women manipulation. This is what it is. She's gonna start taking down white men. Because, see, and the reason why is because white men are like, at least in America, are like pretty much turning to the punching bags of the country at this point. For the history, they're turning to the punching bag. And when a woman does that, I immediately stop talking to her. Because that is like the most fucked up way to try to continue, you know, a legitimate argument and fight, a respectable argument and fight at that point. Because where she's trying to do is with that, she's trying to get all the minorities to back her up. Just like what feminism did before. I think it was the second wave of feminism. They try to get all the minorities to gather up behind them. But see, the difference between people of color and, or I don't say people of color, but just people who were not born white American, or let's just say white American or white and higher class, people who weren't born that, they fought for the equality to go out there and dig up railroads. You see what I'm saying? These, like the Spanish people, the Irish people, you know, African-Americans people, they were fighting for equality to go in a boxing ring and get knocked out with those white men that everybody supposedly, you know, hated or whatever. They were fighting for the actual equality, whether it was pretty or not. This is why, see, to tell dumb bitch feminists this shit, this is why feminism is a joke, okay? Especially when they try to pull up this whole race issue. You see, African-American men and women, Spanish men and women, Irish men and women, they wanted the equality to go out there and be able to dig up the highway with white men, with white American men. You see what I'm saying? They fought for things that were comfortable. You see, where feminism, they're not fighting for any, if it's not comfortable, they're not fighting for it. No. And see, they know it. That's the thing. But see, like I said, what do women do? They're going to get that beta male to buy all of her shit and then fight for her without applying any logic. And what she's going to do? She's going to toss him some pussy from time to time to get in his brain a little bit. You see, and the reason women notice, because they're trained to do these things from like 9 and 10 years old, from their sisters, cousins, aunt, nieces, you know, television, movies, they're trained to do this. It's not anything. You see, we don't get that kind of training. That's why we're so far back. We're so fucked up. By the time a woman is 20 and a man is 20, a woman is light years ahead of a man. Light years. A 20-year-old man cannot keep up with a 20-year-old woman unless the 20-year-old woman wants the 20-year-old man. They are light years ahead of us. It's just a reality. It's just what it is.
Yeah, this is longer than I thought it'd be. I gotta go.